Chapter 10. The canoe isn't big enough for two people, said the doctor, and went to the raft on his own. I waited on the shore. I lay down and went to sleep. I woke up after lunch. I went to the doctor's house. I asked, "Is the doctor back?" They said, "The doctor went out last night. He isn't home yet." I went outside. I was worried about Tom. Just then I saw Silas. "Tom, where have you been?" he asked. "Sid and I are looking for the runaway slave," I said to Silas. "Aunt Sally's worried," Silas said. He took me back to the sawmill. Aunt Sally cried and gave me a hug. She sent Silas to town to find Tom. He didn't see him. Sally was scared. She didn't sleep. I tried to leave three times, but I saw Aunt Sally. She was so upset. I left at dawn. Silas gave Sally a letter at breakfast. Sally dropped it. She saw Tom on a mattress with the doctor and Jim. They were on their way to the house. Tom was fine. He woke up and told Sally everything about the escape. Sally was angry. "You're so naughty. I'll smack you both," she said. "But Jim is free," he said. "No, they caught him again. They tied him up," I said. "What? He is a free man. They can't tie him up," said Tom. "What do you mean?" Aunt Sally asked. "Miss Watson died. She was his owner. She set him free," said Tom. The door opened. Tom's Aunt Polly was there. "Tom, what did you do?" she asked.
"You mean Sid," said Sally.
Tom and I planned our next adventure. I need to go back to town. Dad is going to get the money from Judge Thatcher, I said.
"No, it's still there," said Tom.
"Let's get it quick then," I said,
"before Dad gets it."
"Your dad isn't going to get it," said Jim.
"Why not?" I asked.
"He's dead. He was in the river when we first set off." That's the end of my adventure. Aunt Sally liked me. She's adopting me. She said, "I'm going to make you a good boy." It's like Widow Douglas all over again. The end.